Shavuot this year.
Last you did was 34?
32.
Shaman Tucker Jewel has become the friend of Coach Super Jewel.
After doing, taking bath, doing bath management of Srimati Radhika, as a dasi, Rati Manjari is decorating Srimati Radhika. Giving ornaments, golden and hira here.
Nose pin.
And sindoor rekha and all other decorating.
Doctor,
so, today is good that we are meeting only five. So many persons come. So, giving each abhushan, ornament, and kasturi bindu here, tilak, these are called the abharan. Abharan. Abhram means not ornaments but the
decoration.
Pasturiti, tilak, all these things. He is doing abharan and becoming so much happy and making Srimati Radhika so much happy. These things she is giving to Radhika and remembering past times. Srimati Radhika is also remembering all these things and become so happy and so happy. After giving sindoor, tilak and all ornaments, golden necklace and everything here, anguthi, everything here. Raghunath Das Goswami is remembering the past times of Krishna and Radhika. Here smaran means it begins from yama, niyam, asan, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, dhuvan smriti and last samadhi. There are eight stages of yoga. Patanjali is the master of yoga. Jiva Goswami has accepted something. It is also helpful for our bhakti yoga. He is remembering means we called it, Jiva Goswami has called it Nididhyasana. Nididhyasana means the first yam and niyam. Yam means upadesham two slokas, first sloka and second sloka. In beginning क्रोध वेगम जीवा उदरूपस्थ मनसा वेगम मन वेग क्रोध वेग जीवा उदरूपस्थ वेगम ऑलवेज दिस देन अत्याहार प्रयास प्रजल्पो निमाग्रह जन संघर्ष लोलग सर्वित भक्ति विनश्यति दिस शुड बी स्टॉप दे कैन नॉट बी स्टॉप अदरवाइज वी डोंट टेक वी डोंट चैंट आर हियर हरि कथा एंड हरिनाम एंड बीइंग इन सत्संग बीइंग इन द एसोसिएशन ऑफ एडवांस devotees. This will shake up all, shake all. Otherwise, we will not see. Then, utsahat nishyat dharyat tattat karma parvartana sangha tyagat. These are niyam. All they were yama. Which are not helpful, but they are destructive to bhakti. Then niyam. उत्साहात निश्चयात धैर्यात तत्त्वं कर्म प्रवर्तनात् संग त्यागात् ततोवृत्ति कल्बुद्धि भक्ति प्रसिद्धि यू नो द नीड एंड आफ्टर दैट ददाति प्रतिगृह्णाति गुह्यम आख्याति पृच्छति भुङ्क्ते भोज्यते च यः सर्वविधः प्रतिलक्षणः एंड आफ्टर दैट जस्य कृष्णीति जस्य गिरिं तं मनसा द्रियेत दीक्षास्ति चेत प्रणतभिश्च भजन तमीशम शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञ मनन्न मन निंदादिशून्य हृदय में प्रति सफलता दोज वर चंटिंग कृष्ण नेम वन टाइम एनी हाउ बट इफ दे डू इट बाय आफ्टर दीक्षा एंड विथ संबंध ज्ञान दे शुड बी रिस्पेक्टेड विथ Pranam and also from mind. And if they are chanting Harinam always with some Mandagyan, no Ninda at all, Vaishnava Parada and all things, then there should be done Pranam. मन आदर एंड शुश्रूषा शुश्रूषा मीन विथ डूइंग सर्विस परिपातेन परिप्रश्नेन सेवया विथ थ्री थिंग्स एंड इफ देयर स्पॉन्टेनियसली फॉर दिस वर्ड स्पॉन्टेनियसली दे आर डूइंग कंटिन्यूअसली दे आर डूइंग सो Remembering the past times of Krishna with no mantra may upasana, that is swabhaviki rasma upasana. There are two kinds of upasana. Mantra may upasana, one that with dhyan, that is namami iswaram sachidananda rupam. Kasat kundalam gokule bhajamani. This is called, I want to see Gopal, Krishna, with folded hands, weeping, and tightened in okhal, udukhal. Yet he is in tightened state, yet he is giving moksha to Kuber and prem to Kuber, Kuber Putra, sons of. So I want to see always in my heart and with eyes to that Gopal Murti. This is mantra my upasana. And other is Swarasati upasana. Astakaliya lila. In a chain, in as a garland, so much flowers. Together gathering in a sutra, in a thread, it is called garland. So Swarasiki Upasana is so many mantramayi upasana are combined there. If a man is doing, if a devotee is doing so, no ninda at all. always doing continuously, then we should serve with our life and soul. And after that, if you have no ruchi, then go on doing. And at last he told that Krishnam Rupa Chaitadi Sukritanam Kramina Rasana Manasi Niyodya Tishan Braje Tadanuragi Jananugami Kalam Nayet Ikhilam Ittupadesha Sar. You know the meaning of this slok? You? You know. That being in Vrindavan, no? Being in Vrindavan, especially in the guidance of a Rasik Vaishnava, no? Being in Vrindavan, and especially in the guidance of any Rasik Tattvagya Vaishnava, and he should be very favorable to us, so merciful to devotees. So be in the guidance, always remembering the names connected with the pastimes of Krishna, Damodar, Radha Kanta, Radha Nath, Gopi Nath, Rasa Bihari. The name and the pastimes of Krishna, Rasa Bihari, is connected. So chanting and remembering all these things, being in Vrindavan, in the guidance of Rasik Vaishnava, to chant and remember is the mool niyam. Also we followed. These are niyams. Then by the grace of past lila. Past lila is as Krishna, as Radhika, past and as name is himself Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna, lila of Krishna is himself Krishna and Radhika. No? So, but they will do mercy and they will come in our heart. We cannot bring these lilas. Automatically, by the grace of Yoga Maya, our Hladini and Sambit is bhakti. That lila is the same thing. It will come out in your heart. Yam niyam. And after this, asana. Asana means to be in a place, not going hither and thither. Mind is not going hither and thither. Always remember it. Try to remember. Mind will not be fixed on a certain point, at the lila or the roop or the name. But when we try, this is called yamniyam asana. Pranayam you don't require, pranayam like this. It comes dhyan.
Satyahar.
Satyahar means we are trying to come to a certain point, certain lila. Name, roop, goon, lila. But mind is going hither and thither. So, unko lila mein lane ke liye, to bring them to that certain point, it is called pratyahar. When money is something, mind is something fixed, but yet he goes, then it is called dhyan. After that comes nididhyasana or dhruvanusmriti. Dhruvanusmriti, like madhu, honey, if we sell it, there is a link from bottom to top, top to bottom. So mantra mayi upasana then comes. In dhyan first, it will come mantra mayi upasana. No? And after that, this mantra mayi upasana will be changed into series or chain, and it will be called Swarasiki. This is called Upasana. Shankaracharya has told it Upasana. Yeah? Upasana means a word Upasana. Upasana. You know the word Upasana?
Near.
Upasana means a what word in English?
Upa means near.
Up means near. Asana means to sit. We are Upasana. You are nearer to me. My asana and your asana are together. So when we will sit near Radha Krishna, no other anxiety, nothing there. With a Dhruvanu Smriti, being in the same space, when we will come to Radha and Krishna, this is called Upasana. Otherwise it is not pure Upasana. So here, Raghunath Das Goswami is in Nididhyasana or Dhruvanu Smriti or Gaadha, very thick dhyana. And he is remembering the Leela. He has forgotten, I am Raghunath Das Goswami. I am in here. Anyone is here. He is, by his remembrance, he is feeling that Srimati is sitting here. And I am decorating her. I am giving all these things. Then, yat pranta lesa lava lesa de guru nitena. This is this law. He is remembering that he has given golden chain here, golden all, everything he has given. So he has given golden things to
Tauri.
And here, what?
Anklet.
Golden. And so valuable things. Now he is thinking that I will worship Srimati Radhika's eyes. And these eyes are top of all Sri Anga. Anga means?
Limbs or parts of the body.
Parts of the body. This is main thing. Leela Vilas only can be seen and be done only by eyes. So he is going to give, decorate, and he wants that, oh Srimati Radhike, you are Suvarnangi. Suvarnangi, golden angi.
Golden ring.
Answer. Radhika is of only of Mahabhav. Everything of his body is of Krishna Mahabhav. Mahabhav Sarupani Radha Thakurani Chaitanya Chaitanya. And he is taking bath with water. Perhaps you have heard. Karunyamrita. Karunyamrita. Angulamanyamrita. Kishore Avastha. That is Pogand. And Kishore. That is called Vayasandhi. Very, very beautiful. And it comes in Srimati Radhika body. After that, pure Kishore comes. So, he has taken snan, vat from all these things. Now, again he is giving avaran to Srimati Radhika and ornaments to Srimati Radhika.
Decorate.
He has decorated that toti. He has given sindoor here. Krishna. He has given everything, but he has not worshipped her eyes. Then he remembered her eyes. He felt so much happy in her heart. Now he is telling, I am going to give kajal. Kajal, you know? Kajal.
Yeah, the black ointment around the eyes.
What is this? The all anga. Anga means
part.
Are decorated by so many beautiful things. Golden and jawaharat, hira and all these things, pearls. But the best thing in his heart, I am going to give a black thing. No mulya at all, no valuable anything. And I am going to give. O Srimati Radhike, I am so there means desperate, that while I want to worship this, your eyes, by this kajal. Why kajal? Kajal, meaning in Sanskrit. Jal means jalana. Jalana means burnt. Anything burnt, and when it becomes black, that is kajal. Here, he given in a rui, but rui means cotton.
Perhaps the wick.
If we keep any pot there, and if ghee is burning with cotton, this thing is very, very much good for eyes. Anything also. So kajal means burning thing. He is telling that I am now give him kajal to your eyes. It is not kajal, but it is beast.
Poison.
So much poison it has. I am fearing to give this this poison in your eyes. Why? Because when Krishna sees, he becomes faint. So certainly it is poison. Poison in your eyes by giving so. If it is Krishna, Srimati Radhika's eyes are very big as a lotus, and if anyone, Krishna or any sakhi, gives this kajal, it comes to this point and so beautiful. So having seen, if Krishna sees, the fact that Krishna becomes faintless. So I think it is not good thing, but it is like poison. Now Srimati Radhika is telling, oh yes, but
he is not here.
Radhika is telling, ask him, you are telling kajal that it is poison. How it is poison? She replies, that is Tulsi or Rati Manjari, certainly it is poison. She is giving instance.
Example.
that of Radha Sudhanidhi, Prabodhanam Sarsadiya. Bansi Karan Nipatitam, Khalitam Sikhandam, Bhrastancha Pita Vasanam, Brajaraj Sunu, Jasya Kataksha, Sarghat Nibhut Fitena, Tang Radhika Parichirami Kadarasena. The meaning of this sloka that Prabodhana is telling that Kosumati Rajite. You should be Jayukta. Jayukta, you know. All glory to.
All victorious.
All
victorious.
Aham. Victorious. Vidhaktori are victorious. Why? I want to serve you by a rough system. Rough system, you know? Rough. Krishna-like rough, Radha-like rough. When my day will come that I will serve you by rough, telling any pastimes of Krishna to you, remembering the pastimes of Krishna, how to meet Krishna, how to do avisar, and all these things are rasmai upasana, as Manjari or Lalita Visakha they do. So when there will time that I will serve you with her rasa, especially I think that only from the corner of your eyes in this sloka, jat pranta des lava lesa dighurnitena. That is, has been written in English meaning.
With the slightest movement from the corner of your eyes.
Only by small corner of his eyes, not by whole eyes. Then what happened I know, don't know. Only by very small corner of this eyes, if Srimati Radhika sees to Krishna, what happens? He is telling. Prantadesh, mane only ansik means partly she is seeing, not wholly she is seeing. Yet Krishna, loveless, Dighurnitena means there is a netra vilas. Netra vilas means as Krishna and Srimati Radhika and Gopi are playing, doing ras, they are doing pasakhela. Pasakhela, you know? What this is?
Gambling.
When gambling is going on, any sakhi, Krishna is so much
concentrated
that he does not know where he has kept the bansi. And any sakhi takes it. Then Radhika says, he knows that it has been stolen. And he says that you should keep your bansi on thou. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Then Krishna remembers, where is my bansi? to keep on thou. Then all sakhi begins to clap. Krishna is then defeated in the meantime because he is nervous.
Yeah.
And Radhika wins, so all sakhi are clapping. And now Krishna is where this is. Here in this leela, Krishna willingly thinks that if they will take my bansi, I will have chance to talk and to touch them, to see them, to do any vila. So he has done it willingly. But They are not known.
Everyone is cheating the other.
Krishna is cheating them and they are cheating. So this is called Rasena Seva. So if Srimati Radhika loveless means very partly Dighurini Tena, this is called the Netra Vilas. If a Naik and Naika, Premi and Premika, has not seen each other for a long time, that is called Vipralamba. And if there are so many persons there, father, mother and all others are there, and they are meeting as if Krishna is meeting with Radhika in Surya Grahan at Kurukshetra. All are present. They can speak, but they can speak only by the eyes. Everything which cannot be told by mouth can be told by eyes, each other. So this is called a Netra Vilas. In English, what is Netra Vilas? Mane eyes Vilas.
Past times?
Yeah. No word there. You will have to
understand
only. Netra Vilas. If Srimati Radhika is seeing towards Krishna and Krishna is seeing towards Krishna, face comes sometimes yellow, sometimes black, sometimes very red, something. So many things are going on. Sweet bindu is coming, sweets are coming, sometimes very laughing mood, sometimes so much things are. These are called Netra Vilas. And eyes movement makes them both, and they are playing like so. So because Krishna at once, only by the corner of Radhika is doing or telling something to Krishna and sing towards Krishna. What happens? Bansi Karan Nipatita. She becomes at once senseless. And at that time, Bansi
falls down.
And his morpankha,
peacock
feathers, goes down. Why? Because his nonsense is doing like so. So perhaps it is going towards the feet of Srimati Radhika. And Pita Basanam Braja Rajasino Bhastancha Pita Basanam. His Pita Basan means
yellow cloth.
Where it is, Krishna does not know. It falls down from his soldier. At that time, if there is father and mother of Krishna is going on cowherding and she is seeing towards Radhika. And at first, when Krishna is going on, Radhika is only seeing from a very high place. But Krishna is going on. Krishna is not seeing. Radhika is only seeing. But it happened that he knew by any means that Radhika is here. And he saw her. Then Radhika did like this or covered his face, her face. Krishna became at once like fell, and Bansi fell down. All this fell down. Only by the eyes of Karna, partly it was seen. If Srimati Radhika has seen wholly, fully, to Krishna, what happened? He is telling so, Dighurni Tena, Pranta Desh, Lovaless. Lovaless means, what is written? Lovaless, only very partly.
Like a portion.
Eh?
Like, slight portion.
Okay. Gurtena. What happens? Krishna becomes saint and so on. Krishna is told, Baddha khanat bhavati Krishna karindra uchai. Krishna is like mad elephant. He in Srimad Bhagavat, he is called Swarat Purush. Janamadasya jata anvayadi tartasya tartasya fasya slogan. Abhigya Swarat teni brahmhida jad kavaye muyant japsu. He is Swarat. Swarat means quite independent. Everywhere he is quite independent. But here, being quite independent, here this matta hasti, hasti means elephant, becomes titan in four shapes are titan. In sickle, sickle you know, chain.
Shackle.
Chain. Not only chain. In chain, thorns are there.
Spikes. Metal thorn. Made out of iron.
That mad-headed elephant cannot move here and there. She cannot do anything wrong. So, with a chain, this has been tightened, all these things. So, Srimati Radhika's only sing from the corner is like that sankal with thorns in Krishna feet. And Krishna feet means heart. Krishna is quite independent here by the Radhika's eyes of the corner.
It's captured
fully. Khanat bhavati Krishna karindra uchai. Uchai means very tightened.
Tightly.
He is
captured.
Here, he is telling that once Krishna came to Srimati, passing his time, went to Chandravali. And from there, she is coming to Srimati. Srimati is told, is not talking with Krishna. Why you are not talking? I have done no offense. She is not. Oh, you are very simple and so satyavadi. Satyavadi means?
Truthful.
I have nothing to say you. Krishna tells that, no, you are making joke, cutting joke to me. I have told nothing lie to you. No, you are not lie. When I am saying that you are lie, you are cheater, you are so, you are very good person. I bow down to you because you are Nil Lohit Rudra, you know, Rudra is Shankar. Nil Lohit means
blue
and red. Why she is telling? I am bowing down to you, Nil Lohit Rudra, because he has some sign of this red and this kajal black. Because when Krishna sees, Krishna wants to worship these eyes. What is the meaning of kissing? He wants to kiss the eyes. What to do, he does not think. He cannot imagine what to do. So all these signs comes to Krishna. So he sees telling that you are Nil Lohit Rudra. So, she is remembering that when Krishna sees the corner of eyes, No? And take sign of that thing. I should wear and worship these eyes, most important parts of this body, with that causal. Why causal? Because Krishna is blind. One sakhi is telling Krishna, asking Krishna, why you are blind? Why you become blind? Oh, you don't know? I have taken birth in midnight, and that night was black. So I became black. Another sakhi told that, no, this is not main factor, but some part. But you, your mother has given black cow's milk to you. His calf was black, cow was black, and similarly you come there. One sakhi is telling that, no, this is not main factor, cause. But main cause is that gopis love you very much. And they want to take you in their eyes. And you are black. So gopis wear this kajal and takes you in their eyes. So you, by kajal aram, you become black. So the sakhi is telling, that is Tulsi Manjari, Arati Manjari is telling, that it is so important, importance of your kajal, that Krishna becomes mad by seeing this. So I want to worship by the color which Krishna body. This is the prabha, anga prabha of Krishna body. Anga prabha, you know?
Color
of Krishna body. Egishyan, black, and this called kajal is like Krishna. So Srimati Radhika likes this color and want to put this color as if she is putting Krishna in her eyes. So I want to decorate and want to worship by this very good thing. Whether it is not jewels and not golden, but I think that it is more than jewels and golden. Krishna does not kiss golden, all these things, but kiss this thing. So, for your happiness and Krishna happiness, I want to decorate your eyes and worship your eyes by this kajal. When he is putting this kajal in her eyes, so many pastimes come in the heart of Rati Manjari. And by Rati Manjari, Srimati Radhika is remembering all these pastimes and becomes so happy and gives his necklace this. So by giving any ornament or anything, Abhar, always remembering the pastimes which has been offered with Krishna and Radhika. So, when we are doing all these things, we should remember, we may remember and pray that they may do seva like this in our Guru Sakhi garden, under Guru Sakhi all these things.
One ocean, that's like ocean. This is mantra upasar.
No, what I told, this is saraski upasar, not mantra. Because he is giving chain. Hilap kusumanjali, kusumanjali, so many flowers, garland he is giving. So this is called mantra upasana. Parashuti. In a sense.
But when we only meditate on one verse,
then it will be mantra upasana.
But
it has so many chants in one slope.
Yeah. That is when you meditate, it has so many
chants. So this is Parashuti. Any Veda. I think any word of Srimad Bhagavata or any word of this Vilap Kushmandi is Parasiki Upasana.
At the stage.
Where you are? Where?
At the stage that we are doing, we are aspiring for mantra.
You should not do now. It will come itself.
When we meditate on a verse, what is it? Is it, can it be called mantra prashana? No, not yet.
No.
Not yet.
We have not entered in upasana. We are only trying and now hearing. After this effect will come, that we will
go in.
Surely it will give any fruit. Now and then. Surely. I hope.
Please continue to work.
You have served so much your Gurudev, spiritual master. He has mercy upon you by and by. You have not did any effort for this. It has come from his mercy.